Top 50 comic book characters countdown, 20 through 11. Well, was I supposed to say numbers 20 through 11?
That's fine.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you the theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Bandy Bono. We're back.
I'm just thinking, much like when you were taking the votes and just wanting it to be over, I feel like this countdown has just been misery for you for some reason.
It's been a rough go, but no, it's okay. The lights at the end of the tunnel.
I'm really enjoying it. As a comic book fan, it's fun for me to hear what our listeners think. There's only been a few that I've never heard of.
I'll be honest, I've maybe enjoying this topic less than some of the other ones, but that's okay. You know, they can't all be winners.
You know, we've got the sci-fi characters coming up later.
Yeah.
In the next few months.
Yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy that one a lot better.
Right. It's just like with, you know, we've done four countdowns now. I've got four kids. You don't enjoy them all equally.
Exactly. Exactly.
Kids, if you ever listen to this, I'm sorry.
Kids, if you are listening, Ben's never told me this, your father, I should say, but I am pretty sure I know who his favorite kid is.
Right.
Just based on different stories he's told me. There's one that brings a special gleam to his eye, and the rest of you are so-so in his mind.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's not true. What?
All right. So we're heading towards the big wrap-up. We have the penultimate episode of this countdown to do.
Yeah. Now, the top 10 is really solid.
Okay.
The top 20 through 10 is solid-ish.
Like you said, it gets good around 14, I remember.
Yeah, there's some true? Lame characters in here.
Let's just get to it.
Okay.
What are we at? 20, right?
Yeah, 20.
Number 20.
Somebody who I've never heard of, Mark Shaw Manhunter. Actually, I thought I had heard of him because I thought this was Martian Manhunter. Like, just listen for a second. Mark Shaw Martian. Martian. They're very similar.
I've never thought about this.
Very similar.
Oh, man. I've never even thought about that before. Yeah.
I thought maybe his name was Mark. Because you know how comics like to, they like to play phonetic games like Dr. Doom, Victor Von Doom. He just happens to be named Victor Von Doom. And so I thought maybe, oh, we got a character for Martian Manhunter. Let's have his real name be Mark Shaw because it sounds like Martian.
That's a great analysis.
Yeah.
But they're not the same character.
It turned out to not be true.
Yeah, so if you're
picturing... moments ago, I realized my mistake.
Okay, if you're picturing the Martian Manhunter, who is a green-skinned character.
Correct.
Who is from Mars. That's not who you should be picturing right now.
Right. This is Mark Shaw.
No, Mark Shaw is from Earth. And his superhero name is the Manhunter. And this is my friend Daniel Butcher's favorite... I think it's probably his favorite character. I mean, he loves him. And the Comic Book Time Machine.
Yeah.
Another podcast I do, which you can find at comicbooktimemachine.com. Daniel has been going through the Manhunter series.
The Mark Shaw Manhunter.
The Mark Shaw Manhunter series. So, but with that being said, I know some about it, but Ben does have a description ready, so
go
ahead.
Well, here we go. As a young man, Mark was a public defender. I don't know how young he was. You have to go to school for a while for that. Unhappy about how easily criminals manipulated the system and got off without punishment. Well, that was his job. He was a public defender, Mark. That sounds like you were good at your job. What a loser. Shaw's uncle, Desmond Shaw, introduced him to an ancient sect of crime fighters called the Manhunters. Shaw contacted the Grand Master, the sect's leader, through a magical lion medallion. Shortly, he assumed the Manhunter name and costume from a previous Manhunter. A little hand-me-down action. Mark Shaw later reappeared, and the Manhunter sect... Wait. Mark Shaw later reappeared, and the Manhunter sect, and was shown to be... I think somebody wrote this sentence wrong. To be comprised of androids. What?
Uh-oh.
Created billions of years before by the Guardians of Oa to police the galaxy.
Yeah, I thought there was a connection to Green Lantern, because there is a...
Oh, is this... I thought this was Marvel.
No, this is DC. So, Green Lantern...
That's even worse, because so is Martian Manhunter.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
What a nightmare.
So, but there also is a group of evil robots called the Manhunters, who are villains to the Green Lanterns.
Right.
I think there's a connection between...
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
For millennia, they served the Guardians well. However, the Manhunters became obsessed with the act of hunting, that's in scare quotes everyone for some reason, criminals. Their code, no man escapes the Manhunters. It's quite a code.
Wait, that's what Mark Shaw says. Mark Shaw says no
Manhunter. He's one of them. That's why he's Mark Shaw Manhunter.
But he's not a bad guy. He's a good guy.
Okay, more important to them than seeing justice done. Eventually, the androids rebelled against the Guardians, but were swiftly defeated by their creators. Those who survived went into hiding. There you go.
Wow, that's a great description. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Daniel. I'm imagining you're the one that voted for him, and possibly other people, but most likely...
He's probably pretty thrilled with the extensive knowledge we just...
I mean, I know some things, but I didn't want to go out on a limb. I'm glad you had the description there.
Yeah. Cleared up the confusion about the name.
Yeah. Mark Shaw.
Martian Mark Shaw.
Number 19.
Ms. Marvel. Is this a... Captain Marvel?
No, you asked me this last time we recorded. This is the second time you've asked me this question. No. Okay, so there is a Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Well, should we go a little bit through the history? There was Captain Marvel, the guy, who was actually a Kree soldier.
Okay.
And then there was Carol Danvers, who is about to have her own movie. She's going to be played by Brie Larson.
Correct.
And Carol Danvers somehow absorbed some of this Kree soldier's energy. And then she became a hero named Ms. Marvel, but that's not who we're about to talk about. So then eventually...
Are we sure?
Yep, because eventually Captain Marvel dies, and I think actually a different person named... I think there was a different female character who took on the name Captain Marvel for a bit, but now Carol Danvers has taken over the name Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Meanwhile, there was a... young teenage girl who was a super fan of Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. She didn't have any powers. She just was a fan of superheroes. But she didn't know this. It turned out she's actually an Inhuman. Are you familiar with the Inhumans?
She did have superpowers.
Right. So when she was exposed... So the Inhumans are turned into superheroes by being exposed to special alien mist. Okay, you with me so far?
Ooh, yeah.
So the reason they're becoming a bigger... subsection in the Marvel universe is because Marvel
doesn't have the rights to mutants.
Right. Marvel doesn't have the movie rights to mutants, and Inhumans are close enough to mutants to make that happen. So now they're really focusing on their Inhuman population instead. So this girl named Kamala Khan gets exposed to the mist, like I said, gets turned into this superhero. She takes on the name Ms. Marvel as a way to honor her hero, Carol Danvers. Who used to be called Ms. Marvel.
That's not honoring a hero. That's identity theft.
True. Very yeah. True. So, that's who she is. Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel, probably one of the top most popular characters in Marvel currently.
Well, she's number 19 on our list.
It's pretty high.
So yeah.
There it is. All right, number 18.
Another woman, you might say.
One more thing about Ms. Marvel, and then you can tell your joke. she is a lot of her stories right now as she's a young teenager in high school, also trying to stop crime and villains. She's really being compared to the early days of Peter Parker, Spider-Man. So, like her stories have a similar feel.
So, okay. Regurgitation.
Number 18. Wait, 19?
18.
Go ahead, tell your joke again.
That's Sorry. Another woman. You might say it's a wonderful woman because it's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. She deserves to be on the list. She's
why not?
Part of DC's Trinity.
Yeah, I guess she was a bright spot in a very, very not bright movie. I don't know much about Wonder Woman besides that.
She's been around since the Golden Age of comics, which is when they first came out. Her, Superman, and Batman are three of only five characters that lasted through sort of the dark ages of superhero comics, where they were doing more westerns or war stories.
Yeah.
And then things kind of kicked off again, I think, in the 50s. So maybe it was, 50s. So, yeah, she's been she's around for a long time. She has a lasso. Lasso of truth?
Lasso, of truth.
I think, because she makes people tell the truth with it.
Oh.
I think she might be immortal. Or
do you think that was an effort to pander to the Western crowd? Because you said Westerns were popular.
Yeah, it could be.
Westerns have a lot of lassos on them.
Well, no, because she was made before.
I know, but it was the lasso. Kind of like Robin wasn't made until we needed to pander to young children.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if that's true, but I guess it could be. Yeah. So, yeah, Wonder Woman. Good choice, listeners.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go on a limb here. This is my guess. I think that by the time 2017 comes to an end, and we've seen Wonder Woman, the film, and Justice League.
Yeah.
And what other other Marvel movies are coming out, I bet. Well, I'm not going to count Marvel movies. Just the DC movies. I think Wonder Woman will have been the most well-received of any DC movie that's come out in this new universe.
Oh, that's a high bar. That's a high bar to get over.
So I'm saying Wonder Woman will be better than Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad, and Justice League 1.
How could they pull it off?
You don't think so?
How could they possibly pull that off?
I actually think this one might be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you think Batman v Superman is pretty good.
You're right.
You used the word love, and there wasn't a don't in front of it. Relation to that movie.
Number 17.
17, the lamest character outside of Robin in comic books, Aquaman. You're number 10, and you guessed who'd be number 12.
You gotta love Aquaman.
No, you don't. I'm stupid.
I mentioned that there are two other characters besides the Trinity that have been around forever, and it's Aquaman and Green Arrow.
Like, Aquaman is a joke. Like, I mean,
maybe
just
it's
a joke.
Green Lantern.
One of those green guys.
Oh, I know what it is. It's those five characters, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Arrow, and Aquaman, never went out of publication. Whereas there were other heroes like Green Lantern who existed, then they were out of publication and came back years later.
Right.
So Aquaman, he's just stood the test of time.
Yeah, except that now that they're making a movie out of him, they're scrapping everything about his character and just putting Khal Drogo into the sea.
Wait, you don't know what they're going to do with Aquaman, necessarily.
Well, they're not putting him in orange tights.
That's fine. Do you care what he wears?
Well, yeah, because that's part of what looks so stupid about him. Like, he looks like a 40-year-old suburban dad who just happens to be able to talk to fish. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so Aquaman, as we mentioned when Namor came up earlier on the list, Aquaman is the king of Atlantis. He can communicate with sea life. He can breathe underwater. When he's out of the water, he's sort of like a Superman. I mean, he is... he's super strong. He can not be injured very easily.
You know, the talking to fish thing is one thing, and this isn't an original thought to me, but I saw somebody else point this out about the Justice League trailer, because they have that line in there, or here you can talk to fish. Like, he's bringing fish to the villagers to eat.
Yeah, they sacrifice themselves for him.
What was that conversation like on the way to the village? Like, where are we going, Aquaman? What are we going to do? You're going to die. They're going to eat you. They're going to chop your heads off. It's like, what is going on here? Why, if you can talk to fish and have an intelligent conversation, you don't bring them by the cartload into a village for the villagers to eat. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, like, at first you think they probably don't eat seafood in Atlantis, but on the other hand, they're underwater. What else are they going to eat? I'm sure they eat fish all the time.
Well, that's messed up. That is messed up. Like, it's kind of like, this bothers me in Narnia, too, because, like, in Narnia, you have the talking animals, but then you have the dumb animals. And the talking animals are not vegetarians. They eat, like, the dumb animals. It's like the equivalent of if we had a bunch of humans running around who were just not as smart as the rest of us, and we hunted and ate them. This is so messed up when you think about it.
You want to know my story for why I like Aquaman?
Sure.
All right, well, I'll set the stage again. When I was around 4 years old, my mom would drop me off at a family friend's house for daycare in the morning.
Oh, and so I thought there. You were going to say she dropped you off at Cub Foods, and there was that that comics rack
so
again.
I get there around 6:30 a.m., and they were playing. The TV would be playing reruns of the Super Friends cartoon, which prominently featured Aquaman. Now, you may not know this, but back around that age, my favorite color was orange. So you can imagine how much I liked this character who had this orange costume. And so, sure enough, Aquaman has just always been there for me.
And that's still more reasons than you gave for why you like Ben Reilly.
I could talk a little bit more about Ben Reilly. You want to?
No.
How about
after
the last episode?
Maybe. Well,
I've got lots of things I like about him.
You didn't list any.
All right.
But so far, you like the color orange. That's what your voting criteria was.
Number 16? Is that where we are? Or 15? I don't know.
16.
All right, 16.
Kitty Pryde.
Whoa, this is high.
Yeah.
This is super high for this character.
Right.
She was not on my radar.
No, who cares about Kitty Pryde?
Well, I mean, to a certain age group, she was like the premier X-Men character, but just as in our age group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kitty Pryde. I mean, I know she's cool. I've never been really into her, but yeah, she's a good choice. I mean, as X-Men go, I'd probably, if I had to list my top favorite X-Men, she'd probably be in my top 10, maybe. I mean,
that's a lot of X-Men.
That's still pretty, that's good then. Would you put it in your top 10?
Well, let me think.
Does
Magneto count as an X-Men?
Yeah, let's count him.
So Magneto. Then I'm going to put Professor X. So those are probably 1 and 2.
Okay.
I like Cyclops, I guess. Beast is pretty good. I don't know. Other X-Men. Quicksilver.
No, you don't like Quicksilver.
I like that scene in Days of Future Past. What else am I going to go on? I haven't read any of these comics.
Well, you did read Astonishing X-Men, written by Joss Whedon.
That's true.
And Kitty Pryde is the main character of that series.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah.
I don't like Wolverine. He's so overrated.
I think I agree a little, but I think the reason I don't like him is because people like him so much.
That's exactly what
I know.
Overrated means.
I get it, but I'm not necessarily saying he is overrated. I'm saying because everyone else is so in love with him, that makes me kind of not like him.
Yeah, so because people like him more than he deserves, you don't like him as much.
No,
of overrated.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying just because everyone else likes him so much.
So he might deserve it.
He might,
but it still bothers
you. He might or might not deserve it.
Okay.
But I still don't like him that much.
So it's just anger at other people.
It's kind of like, do you ever just like something just because no one else does? And you're kind of like, this is kind of cool. I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
Of course. Who am I talking to? I can't believe of all my friends, I'm asking you this.
No, never.
So
never.
That's why I don't love
Wolverine. I only like things if other people like them. That's my rule.
All right. We'll come back to our favorite X-Men later. Oh, I haven't named any of mine. Do you want me to do that? I'll do it at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
All right, number 15.
Rorschach from... what's
Watchmen.
It called? Yeah. I wanted to say Wild Thing for some reason, but that is not what the comic book is called.
No, does Alan Moore have something that's called that? Wild Things?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Watchmen.
Yeah.
Of the Watchmen characters, this is the second best one.
Who's the best?
I think Dr. Manhattan's the best.
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Does not wear pants. Does
Dr. Manhattan
not wear pants? Yeah.
Well, he's like basically a god. He doesn't need clothes.
Yeah, but if you still got human parts, you should still wear pants.
I hear you. I totally hear you. So Rorschach, any thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Alan Moore fan, but I would say... he's a solid character.
Yeah, solid character.
Very kind of inspired by Batman, but taken up to another level.
Actually inspired by the character The Question.
Oh.
Who was, forgot what company that character was originally from. Now it's a DC character, but it was purchased by, I can't remember. Sorry,
yeah,
starts with a C. Should we just move on?
Yeah. 14.
Charlton yeah. Comics.
Oh, are you just making that up?
No, that's true. Oh,
okay.
That's the real one. So I always thought Rorschach kind of had a Wolverine type attitude, though. Didn't you? I mean, he was a detective, but he's also kind of gruff.
Yeah, it's Batman.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Number 14.
Wolverine doesn't do much detecting.
What? He's always like, he's using his smelling sense to go detect things.
Yeah.
You know who Wolverine is like? One of your early votes, Big B Wolf.
Yeah, but Big B Wolf is a lot better.
Okay,
yeah,
number
not
14.
Overrated. Number 14 is one of your runners-up, and you guessed he was going to be number 11, so you were off by 3.
Dang.
Green Lantern.
Yeah, Green Lantern. You want to say anything about him? You love the movie.
I love the movie. Yeah, no, I can't separate the character from that movie, and that's part of why I just have scorn for this choice.
We had mentioned earlier in the countdown that right now DC is doing a heavy focus on Harley Quinn as sort of their fourth most important character. But for about the last decade, Green Lantern has been there. I mean, in some ways, he had almost replaced Wonder Woman. And it was a strong focus on Batman, Green Lantern, and then everyone else, Superman, Wonder Woman. You know, but these days, not as much. But yeah, I like the mythology of the Green Lantern. I haven't read a lot of the comics, but I'm excited to dive into Jeff Johns' long run on that title.
Yeah. And just to nip the controversy in the bud, I know there have been like 20 different Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Nobody specified.
Nobody.
Or if they did, they specified Hal Jordan.
Okay. That's who I think of. When you say Green Lantern, I think Hal Jordan. Who do you think?
Ryan Reynolds in a horrible movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a movie that we left. not early, but we left in the middle of credits, and even I didn't stay for the end credits.
Correct.
So
yeah, that I begged to leave early, I think, for that one.
You did say, let's go and lie on the review. Let's say we watched it. It's that bad.
Yeah. But and I still feel like that would have been the right choice.
You should go watch, listeners, if you're out there and you haven't watched our YouTube movie review.
It's a good one.
It's actually one of our
better
ones.
The posters in half.
Yeah. All right, number 13.
Now, you were upset that you got that number. So this is just a little premature side one. You said you were upset that you got number 11 wrong, your guess for that. But that still doesn't count, because remember, we asked people to do the top 10.
Oh.
So from here on out, let me just look.
I did
all of
good.
Your guesses, except for your number 9, are still in play.
Oh, wow. I did really well.
So we'll see.
Wow.
But you have to get them in the top 10.
Okay.
All right.
What did I say, 13?
So 13 is another X-Men who is better than Kitty Pryde, Nightcrawler.
Oh, Nightcrawler. Now you're talking. This is a good X-Men.
He's a solid X-Men.
X-Men character.
Correct.
All right. Well, teleportation, awesome. He's a Catholic, which you love, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And even I appreciate that faith aspect, no matter what his specific belief is.
Yeah, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Catholic, all the same to you.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because he looks like a demon, but he's really into Jesus.
So right.
Kind of a interesting mix in the character there.
Yeah.
Did you like him in the most recent movie? Oh, you didn't see that?
I didn't see the most recent movie.
Oh, but you liked him in X2, right?
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I like Nightcrawler. Actually, when I list my favorite X-Men at the end, he'll be on that list.
Okay.
Number 12.
Number 12. Your guess for number 10. So you didn't get this one right. Deadpool.
Okay, but the reason I list them so high is working because of the movie.
Yeah. No, you've got a good strategy. You're not going to get them all. I mean, nailing 1 through 10, even if you got the order wrong, that would be really impressive. I don't see anybody pulling that off.
Do you know anything about Deadpool other than that he was just in a...
He breaks the fourth wall. People were upset because he had his mouth sewed shut in the first Wolverine movie.
I was going to say, I know that he was in a super popular movie. I know that he breaks the fourth wall.
Otherwise, he likes tacos.
So I'm trying to think what else. I think he was a mercenary. I think he was on the Team X-Force.
He has a mouth.
What?
He has a mouth? Yeah, he's the merc with the mouth.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Right.
He was on the Team X-Force. He has been on other X-Men teams. I think he's most recently been an Avenger, even, now that he has a movie.
Yeah.
So he's kind
how
of...
How does that work?
Don't know. Yeah. He's a comedic character. I've never been a super big fan of him, but there's times I read him where I love him, and he's really funny, and there's times I read him where I'm disgusted by the comic that he's in, because it's sort of gross.
Yeah.
Like, it goes back and forth. So,
right.
All right.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you just love what I'm saying. Sometimes you're disgusted.
You know how you're reading Walking Dead sometimes, and it's like, this is an interesting story, but the imagery is just gross?
Well,
maybe it doesn't bug you as much.
It doesn't bother me.
That's kind of what Deadpool comics are like. Kind of an interesting story, but I can't get over the artwork.
I understand.
All right. What are we at? Number 11?
Number 11, Cyclops.
Cyclops. So, I can't believe he's really high. He's usually not well liked.
Well,
I like him. You like him.
Yeah, he's fine.
But a lot of people.
You know what X-Men I don't like is Storm. Can't stand Storm.
I don't mind her, but I wouldn't list her on my top 10, which I'll do after this episode.
Yeah.
Cyclops, a lot of people don't like because he's sort of bossy / Boy Scoutish. But he's really changed a lot in comics lately, where he's almost an anti-hero now.
Yeah, people can change.
Let's do the rundown. I'll hit the music, and then we're gonna give you my top 10 X-Men in no specific order.
Okay.
All right.
Number 20 was Mark Shaw, Manhunter. Number 19 was Ms. Marvel. Number 18, Wonder Woman. Number 17, Aquaman. Number 16, Kitty Pryde. Number 15 was Rorschach. 14 was Green Lantern. 13 was Nightcrawler. 12 was Deadpool. 11 was Cyclops. Hit that music.
I actually think that was a very strong list of characters. You said you didn't think it was going to be, but that's...
Let's go through it. Mark Shaw, Manhunter. I didn't even have... I thought he was green, so didn't know about him. Ms. Marvel, just a wannabe fan.
Okay.
Aquaman, worthless.
Awesome. So good. Okay.
Kitty Pryde, overrated.
One of the best.
Green Lantern, garbage.
No.
Weak list.
Come on.
Weak list.
I disagree. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.
And goodbye.
All right, Ben, what I've done is loaded up a list of every person that's ever been an X-Men. I'm going to scan it quickly and just say names at you.
Okay.
Will you hold up your hands and raise a finger for every name I say so I know when I get to 10?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Should I say how many fingers I'm holding up as we go?
Sure. Cyclops.
That's one.
Okay, scanning. I guess I like Beast, but I want to maybe take him off the list later. So,
don't do this to me. I can't do this. Two.
Two, okay. Let's see here. Keeping Nightcrawler?
Three.
Now, I am going to, even though I earlier said I don't like how everyone's in love with Wolverine, I can still recognize, of all the X-Men characters, he's got to be in the top 10.
No way.
So, Wolverine.
Four.
All right, doing great. Colossus?
Five.
I really like Colossus.
Yeah, he's Russian.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm such a big fan of him, but I like that character.
Which is funny because somebody who's that big you wouldn't think would be very fast.
I don't get it.
He's Russian.
I don't get the joke.
He's Russian.
I don't think that's very funny. okay, here's some characters. When I watched the X-Men...
I thought that was a pretty good one.
That's not that good. When I watched the X-Men cartoon, there are two characters I really like there, but I haven't liked them a lot in actual comics, but I'm going to list them anyways. Gambit.
Yep.
And
six.
And Bishop, the time traveler.
Seven.
All right. Doing great.
My hands are getting a little tired.
Might as well throw Kitty Pryde on there since I already mentioned that eight. I liked her. And let's see. It's starting to be a bunch of people I'd never heard of. Sorry, I'm just on Wikipedia, folks.
What about Rogue?
I passed her already.
But you don't have Professor X or Magneto in this list.
I'm not positive I want to use them yet.
Are you kidding?
Just hold on. Let's just wait.
Ridiculous.
All right. Keep holding up. Hold up your hands, please. Thank you.
It's getting tired.
Man. Now it's starting to get down to a bunch of characters I'm not really that familiar with. Okay, here's one. This is a character who debuted during another 90s series I was really into. As I mentioned, the Clone Saga is sort of, that's like for me the storyline from my childhood. But
yeah,
the
I'm
second one
my arms
the
down.
Second one was Age of Apocalypse, and from the Age of Apocalypse came a brand new character named Nate Gray, known simply as X-Man.
Yeah. Nine. What about Emma Frost?
Nope, didn't want to include her. Oh man, one of my favorite X-Men stories, period.
Yeah.
Was a story called Old Man Logan. Have you read that?
Oh, no.
It's Wolverine still, but it is a different version of him from an alternate universe. So I think I feel comfortable putting Old Man Logan. Okay.
That's 10.
Okay, hold on a second.
So Kitty Pryde is better than both Professor X and Magneto.
Professor X is sort of whiny. He's always like...
Okay, so Kitty Pryde is better than Magneto.
Remember what I was saying? I wasn't sure about Beast. Maybe I should take somebody off and put Magneto on. I didn't want to rush to saying Magneto.
No Professor X, no X-Men.
I know, but still.
That's like saying Jesus isn't one of your top 10 Christians.
I'll put Professor X as an alternate. He could be 11. Who should I swap out then? Who of those characters do you think?
Kitty Pryde. Well, you have Wolverine on there twice.
Yeah, you're right. I'll take out young Wolverine out. Magneto's in.
All right,
everybody, that's my definitive unranked top 10 X-Men list.
That was solid.
Do you want to do yours now?
No.
All you have to do is scan Wikipedia. It's real easy.
Maybe.
How about, maybe you should have been doing, I don't mind like doing what you did for me. I'll just hold up the numbers. Okay. It's kind of fun. You don't really know who you like. You know who else I saw on the list, but I didn't name? Iceman. He's not so bad.
Oh, I do have... I had an Iceman action figure growing up where if you put him in the freezer, he got icicles. I have a lot of affinity for...
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Professor X.
Right, Magneto, of course.
I'm going to go ahead and put Iceman in there.
So I'm counting three then, because we have Professor X, Magneto, and Iceman.
Yep. Beast.
Yep. I was back and forth on Beast, but he's a pretty cool character.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is awesome. I agree.
Nightcrawler.
You know who I should have taken off? Gambit.
Yeah.
Let's get Gambit off that list.
Garbage.
Yeah, so put back... Who did I take off? Put back young Wolverine. Gambit's out.
Wait, you can't have Wolverine on there twice. That's nonsense.
It's an alternate universe Wolverine.
It's the same character.
No, he's old. He's an old man.
It's just absurd.
Okay, wait. Sorry. I have four for you. I know, I'm talking.
I kept my hands up.
I know, you did so good. Okay, so let me rehash here. Professor X, Magneto, Iceman, and Beast. Who would you say after that?
Nightcrawler.
Okay, got it. Five.
Colossus.
Six.
Oh, there's Magneto. Oh, what's the one of the Jennifer Lawrence plays?
Mystique.
Yeah, let's put her on there.
7.
Man, there's a lot of guys to go through here. Emma Frost.
All right, you're at 8.
Gosh. There's a lot of characters. How can they have this many characters? I don't know. X-Man, I'll put him on there. I like that name.
Oh, you don't even know who he is. Come on.
I don't know. Cyclops. Let's put him on there. Okay, so that's 9. Gosh, I don't want to put Quicksilver.
Yeah, Quicksilver.
There we go.
Make it happen, Captain. Wow, that was hard.
We made it. Yeah.
We both liked the 90s series. Didn't that help, like, thinking of that cast?
Wait, Spider-Man's an X-Man?
He was a teacher there for a while.
Okay.
He's not a mutant, so that doesn't count.
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't like Storm.
Well, that's up from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We're the Sapphire Christian signing off. So long, folks.
Goodbye.
Wait, why do you hate Storm? I know I said I was going to sign off.
I hate Halle Berry.
Okay.
She's annoying. And I think it might actually go to that when the X-Men cartoon was on, my mother thought that Storm was doing witchcraft. And so when Storm would come on and do her thing, the TV had to go off.
And really?
So
every time she's on the screen, you're like, no!
And I think that I got like this negative... She's ruining X-Men.
Wow.
And then you get to the 2000s and Halle Berry's just awful.
That actually reminds me, I had a friend who wasn't allowed to watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because they meditated.
Yeah.
And now...
Yeah, right there.
Oh, was that you? because now, as Christians, we talk about meditation and prayer, but back then it was like, oh, meditation, this is...
Well, I think they were meditating to Buddha.
Yeah, different religion.
A little different.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Was that you?
Yeah.
So you couldn't watch...
She did eventually loosen up on the turtles because I thought that they were praying. Okay. So when I would play with my action figures, the turtles would actually have prayer meetings.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding because I thought that's what they were doing.
Wow.
Like they'd pray before they went into battle.
So you have figures that are called action figures. And you gather them up in a circle.
Yeah.
And just have them sitting together in a time of prayer.
Prayer accomplishes great things.
Hey, I know that in true spiritual warfare, prayer is powerful. So
that's
I'm not
right.
taking it away from the power of prayer.
I think that if I was a turtle about to go fight Shredder, I might say a prayer.
I might as well.
Might as well. After I finish meditating to Buddha, because Splinter tells me I have to.
Yeah. Splinter, now that's not a great role model.
No. Turning yourself into a rat, recruit turtles. Feed them ooze.
Yeah, I mean,
disaster.
And then, worst of all, not even teaching them about Jesus.
That's true.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to this hiatus episode. As you know, we pre-recorded all these, so we are not around right now in the podcasting realm. So
don't send any listener feedback.
No, that's the opposite of what I'm about to say. I'm about to say, so if you want to send listener feedback for while we're away, you can write us at feedback@thesapphirechristian.com or call us at
612-4121-SFC.
As always, while we're away, please be continuing to sponsor the water fund that we are helping to raise money for this year. It's for the organization called One Day's Wages. So just go to onedayswages.org/thesapphirechristian where you can donate money to help bring water to places around the world that don't have access to clean water. We could really use your help. So during this hiatus season, please do so.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we need to say for hiatus episodes, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for listening and so long, folks.
Yeah. Hi to the hiatus.
What does that mean? Usually you say goodbye, but you said hi. Yeah.
I know. I didn't think of it till the end. That would have worked better at the beginning.
Do you want to say goodbye now?
Yeah, goodbye, hiatus.
And what about the listeners?
Yeah, goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, listeners. Thank you again.